This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
It's, I think, the 34th annual Mackinac Policy Conference that is coming up this next week. You'll hear it all on WJR, and the architect is indeed Sandy Baruah, the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, and he sits in the studio with us on this Thursday morning. You've got it all under control. You've done an unbelievable job since you took over, and this one looks bigger and better than ever, if that's possible.
The team has done a fantastic job. This is really a labor of love for the Detroit Regional Chamber. The entire organization comes together. Our entire board leadership comes together. Our sponsors, our partners, everyone comes together across the state to make this a real Michigan moment, and we are so proud of it.
It is a Michigan moment, a Michigan conference, a statewide conference, but let's face it, there's going to be a lot of attention on Detroit, on the bankruptcy, on J.P. Morgan Chase with a $100 million needed spotlight on and green light to others outside of our area to invest in Detroit.
You know, and that's exactly the perfect way to look at this incredible gift that we got from Jamie Dimon this week.
You were smack dab in the middle of that.
Well, there are other organizations like Invest Detroit that are really in the middle of it. We know we had the opportunity to get pre-briefed on it and help shape a little bit of that package. But here's why it's so important, Paul W., and you just said it. We have been building Detroit and Michigan with friends and family money. People who already know Michigan, people who already know Detroit, people like the Gilberts who have done these amazing things to revive Detroit. What it's going to take now is outside investment. And this J.P. Morgan Chase investment of $100 million, and this isn't just philanthropy. In fact, most of it is not philanthropy. This is a real investment.
As Jamie Dimon told us yesterday.
He
wouldn't do this yesterday if there weren't good business reasons to do it. And we have to realize that's why people do things like this, and we need more people to do it. But I love the way you put that, Sandy. We have been doing it with friends and family money.
Yeah.
Now we need that outside money.
We need that outside investment. We need money from Chicago and Los Angeles and Shanghai and London. And that money is now starting to come. Companies are starting to invest. Companies are starting to expand. And companies are starting to really kind of accelerate their philanthropic giving in the area as well, too. So all the pieces are coming together for an incredible revival of Michigan and Detroit.
And starting this next week, not only broadcasting, starting right from 5:30 in the morning till 12 noon, we'll have news there all the time. And for 24 hours a day, once this thing starts, we're going to have very special reports from WJR News. So we're looking forward to that. You can stay on top of it, too, with a new and improved conference app, the 2014 app, putting the conference content and news at our fingertips. If you go to DetroitChamber.com/app, DetroitChamber.com/app, or can you just go to the App Store?
Go to the App Store.
Just go to the App Store.
It's free.
And we like that word, free. Imitation being the sincerest form of flattery, we don't have the Big Four event again because, frankly, what we used to do was the Big Four event, and it was something. It was big. Now there are three or four Big Four events a year, so it's not so special. So although I enjoyed doing it, I thought it was a lot of fun. Thank you for asking me to be a part of something else that you've got going on Thursday with Paul Begala, a Democratic strategist, political contributor to CNN, and S.E. Cupp, host of CNN's Crossfire, to kind of have a conversation and moderation with them.
Yeah, so we always add a little bit of national politics. I mean, that's what we've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years, is bring in a all-star political panel to talk about what's happening nationally politically. We make sure it's balanced. We bring in, a high-profile Democrat and a high-profile Republican, create a little bit of fun, create a little bit of excitement, and you're the perfect person to kind of moderate that, get the best out of them, and have some fun with the event because, the Mackinac Conference, it's substantive, and we have a to-do list, and we do these executive summaries, and, the governor talks about let's not have a nice meeting, let's actually accomplish something, and all those things are true. We like to make sure that it's an enjoyable experience for everyone. That's why we cap registration. That's why we really kind of target certain participants, because we want people to walk out of there saying, wow, I learned a lot. I'm going to go do something different, but I had a lovely time as well.
Well, that's what we're certainly hoping for. And it starts Wednesday, this next Wednesday, the 28th, runs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You end it early because you want people to get back for all the festivities for the Grand Prix, which is, as you put it earlier, a great problem to have. There are so many good things happening in and around Detroit, and we salute you, Sandy, for putting this together, being the architect, and working with a new president each year. This year, president and CEO of Plunkett Cooney, the chairman is Henry B. Cooney.
Yep.
So,
Hank Cooney and the folks at Plunkett Cooney are celebrating their 100th year in business this year.
Perfect.
So it's a great year for Hank and the Plunkett Cooney team to be our conference chairs.
I'll say it. You've heard it 100 times already. I'll see you on the island.
Look forward to it. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Sandy Baru, the Detroit Regional Chamber President, CEO, the architect of this very important conference starting Wednesday. Hear it all on WJR.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.